In this week's parasha, we're introduced to the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in the end of Chagiga has a discussion as far as the shulchan that was in the Mishkan in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's makabel tuma or not. Normally, kli eitz is makabel tuma. The Gemara has a discussion: is this kli makabel tuma? And the Gemara brings a raya from the pasuk when the Torah refers to the shulchan. The Torah says, "Al hashulchan hatar." The Torah refers to the shulchan as the shulchan hatar. Says the Gemara, "Michlal shehu tamei." If the Torah refers to the shulchan as tar, that means it can become tamei. And this is a hard Gemara to understand, because I would have thought just the opposite. If the shulchan doesn't have any potential of becoming tamei, then I'll label the shulchan as the shulchan hatar, because it's always constantly tar. It can't become tamei. But if the shulchan is tar but can become tamei, why would I label it the shulchan hatar? It's tar now. Sometimes it's tamei. And the Gemara says the opposite. No, from the fact that the Torah calls it the shulchan hatar, michlal shu tamei, you see that it's makabel tuma. What's pshat in this Gemara? There's a Mishnah in Avos that says there were 10 constant nisim that happened for Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. One of those 10 nisim was that the Kohen Gadol never became Tamei on Yom Kippur. And if the Mishnah says that that was a nes, that means naturally, al pi derech hateva, the Kohen Gadol should become Tamei on Yom Kippur. And a nes was necessary to hold back the tumah. Why is it natural, teva, that he should become tamei? Out of all people, the Kohen Gadol, out of all days on Yom Kippur, the teva should be that the Kohen Gadol becomes tamei. The Chayyadam in Hilchos Yom Kippur explains as follows. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Koychos of Kedusha and Koychos of Tumah. The way Hashem created it is that the Koychos of Tumah are attracted to Kedusha. Just like metal, iron, is attracted to a magnet, the Koychos of Tumah are attracted to Kedusha. There's a Ramban, a letter of the Ramban, not the famous Igeres Ramban, but a different letter that the Ramban wrote to his family after he came to Eretz Yisrael. And he wrote to them a letter describing the sights that he saw. And he went to many different Mekoymos HaKadoshim, and he saw over there Churban, things were desolate and Chorav, destroyed. And there were different levels of destruction. And the Ramban wrote the following phrase, and the klal that he saw was Kol HaKadosh Mechaveroi Chorav Mechaveroi. The Ramban said that Lashon, and he didn't mean it's just a coincidence. It happens to be whatever is more Kadosh was more Chorav. It's the opposite. Because it was more Kadosh, that's why it was more Chorav. The Kedusha is Kedusha. Churban is tuma. The more Kaddish the place is, the more it was attracted to the Churban. The more it attracted the Churban. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Churban entrance, so it automatically went to the places that were more Kaddish. Kol HaKadosh Mechaveroi, Chorav Mechaveroi. Because the Kedusha attracts the tuma. And that's what the Chayyadim says. That's why the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, al pi derech hateva, should have become tamei. Not despite the fact that it's Yom Kippur, he should have become tamei. Because it's Yom Kippur. Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is reaching the highest level Kedusha that a human being could reach. He goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and on the most Kodesh day of the year, The power of this Kedusha was so strong, the magnet of this Kedusha was so strong, that al pi derech ateva, the Kohen Gadol would become tamei. And even though the Mishnah in Yuma describes how the Kohen Gadol did so many precautions, careful not to become tamei, wouldn't have helped, because once the level of Kedusha was raised to such a high peak, automatically that would attract the Tumah. That's the idea. A similar thing we find, b'negeah to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the Gemara in Pesachim discusses which minim, which grains are kosher to make matzah. The Gemara says, only the chamisha minei dagan are kosher for matzah. But, for example, oyres and doichin, rice, is not kosher for matzah. And the Gemara says, why? Because the chamisha minei dagan, once you made the dough out of it, if you leave it, it'll become chametz. And the rule is, kol haba lidei chimutz, adam yoytzi yedei chayvasei shel matzah. A min, the grain, that could become chametz, if you turn it into matzah, then you'll be yoytzi yedei chayvasei. But something that doesn't have the potential of ever becoming chametz in the first place, like oyres v'doichen, that's not yoytzi yedei chayvasei shel matzah. Why is it that way? L'chayra, it should be exactly the opposite. Something that could become chametz, fine. But oyres, which mamish is mufka from chametz completely, so that should be the best matzah. The answer is no, the same thing. Oyres is not chametz, but it's also not matzah. Matzah represents kedusha. Matzah is yetzer toiv. The only way it's shaykh to really judge this and identify this as yetzer toiv is when it has the potential of the chametz. If it didn't have potential of chametz, it's not bad, but it doesn't have the milah of toiv. It doesn't have the milah of kedusha. The only way you could treat it and see it as kodesh is only because it has the potential of the opposite of chametz. That's the same idea. If you want to identify and measure the level of something's kedusha, the way to do that is by measuring it lefi, the amount of tumah that's attracted to it. So that's the same idea also when it comes to the shulchan. The shulchan, if it wasn't makabel tumah, I won't be able to call it a shulchan hatame, but I also wouldn't be able to call it a shulchan hatar. Tahar doesn't just mean not tame. Tahar is a maila. Tahar is a maila of kedusha. If the Torah calls the shulchan tahar, michlal shehu tame. If it's tahar, that means it's a magnet for tumah. That means it has to have the possibility of being makabel tumah. If there was no possibility of being makabel tumah, I can't call it tahar. That's the idea. This is relevant to Kedusha and Taira on places and objects. But it's not only negeya to that, it's also negeya to people. The Alta for Navardirk, when he spoke about that Gemara of the Matzah, he says it's the same thing by people. He says he sees from his Talmidim. Sometimes he can have a Talmud that's not chametz. He's a nice boy, doesn't have too many nisyonos, everything goes smooth. And then he can have a bacher who's a chametzdik bacher. And that means he's full of nisyonos, full of yetzahara, full of difficulties. The Alter said, I like the chametzdik bacher, because from the chametzdik bacher I can make a matzah. From the non-chametzdik bacher, he won't be chametz, but I can't make a matzah out of him. The chametz de kabacher, he's the one that I can make a matzah. So when you see a person, or when you see yourself being bombarded by different nisyonos, sometimes that could bring a person down. What's going on? Who am I if I'm being bombarded by all these yetzaharas and all these nisyonos? And it can make a person have a negative view about himself. And the truth is, it's the opposite. It's because he has the potential of the kedusha that's attracting these nisyonos of tumah. That's attracting the nisyonos. So adarabba, don't measure your don't measure yourself in the negative way because of the nisyonos. It's adarabba. All the nisyonos is a raya to the potential of kedusha that a person has. Because kol hakadosh mechaveroi, charav mechaveroi. This is true as far as people is concerned, and it's also true as far as times in history is concerned. We look at the dar that we're living in, and we see also a bombardment of tumah and nisyonos, which is out of control. And the hashkafa rishayna, the first thought would be, oh, look at this low dar, terrible dar, full of tumah and nisyonos. But the way we're learning, it's exactly the opposite. If it's so attracted to tumah, if there's so much attraction to tumah, that means there's big potential of kedusha in our dar. And it really is. Because like we all know, we're living in the dar of Ikvas de Mashiach, the era before Mashiach comes. We don't know exactly when, but it's the era before Mashiach comes. It's Ikvas de Mashiach. When that happens, Klal Yisrael will reach heights that we never reached before. We'll have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. No more Churban, no more Tzaras, no more Galus. Klal Yisrael will reach the Tikkun HaShalem. So if we're on the verge of reaching this highest level of Kedusha, it's Pashat we're being bombarded by Tumah. Just like the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was reaching his highest peak of Kedusha that was noticeable by the attack of the Tumah, the attraction of the Tumah. So in our dar, it's Pashat that there's such a high level of attraction of Tumah. Because we're on the verge of the highest level of Kedusha. This is a tremendous chizuk on a personal level and on a Klal Yisrael level. When a person sees himself being tested with difficult nisyonos, difficult yetzahara, let a person know that this is a sign of the level of his magnet, of Kedusha. And if we see our dar attracting so much tumah, that should be a sure sign on the level of Kedusha, which Shemitz Hashem, we should reach and see. B'mheirav Yomeinu, Amen.